message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In this program, Breaking Forth, you know, the theme of these 12 days of empowerment is breaking forth. I see somebody breaking forth in the name of Jesus. And tonight we'll be looking at the topic, breaking forth via favor. Breaking forth via favor. Breaking forth via favor. The Lord's plan is that we enjoy favor in every area of our life. In the book of Psalm 5 verse 12, it says, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous." He said, "With favor, without a compassing, as with a shield." With favor, without a compassing, as with what? As with a shield. The plan of God for you and I is that we be blessed and we enjoy favor. Brethren, I want you to know that if you are not favored, you cannot be blessed. It takes favor for you to enjoy a certain realm of blessing. And I see somebody need favor tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 102, verse 13, says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Tonight is the time for somebody to be favored in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want us to know that it is in God's favor that we have life. We have life in God's favor. Turn your Bible to the book of Psalm 30. I read the book of Psalm 30, verse 5. Say, "For his anger endureth for a moment, but his favor is life." His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. What brings joy in the morning is the favor of the God, of God. And it is in that favor that we have life. Also in that same book, in verse 7, it says, "Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong." That is, by thy favor, thou hast established me. "And thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled." But by favor, you have established me. By favor, you have established me. Brethren, I want you to know that it is the favor of God that brings about the exaltation of a man's destiny. Without God's favor, the destiny of a man cannot be exalted. And that means for somebody to break forth, you need the favor of God. The power of favor is a tremendous power. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to know that we are not talking about just ordinary favor. We are talking about divine favor. Turn to your neighbor, say, "Divine favor." The book of Psalm 89 verse 17 says something. It says, "For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted." And in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. It takes the favor of God for any man to be exalted. It takes favor for man to be exalted. So quickly, what is favor? Quickly, what is favor? Favor means gaining approval of someone or something. An unusual approval of someone or something. Number two, favor means special benefit or special blessings that leads to someone's promotion or progress. Special blessing or special, you know, something that special benefit that you are not meriting, that you don't really merit. You know, the word grace and the word favor from the Greek, the Greek word means almost the same thing. Hallelujah. So favor can be likened to grace, what you don't really deserve that is given unto you. Number three, favor means enjoying grace for unusual likeness and support. Enjoy certain grace for unusual likeness and support. The Bible said, "Oh, Hail Mary, thou favor of the Lord," because what she hath encountered grace, so favor must come upon her. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number four, favor is a show of preference for someone above others. I love that one. Favor is a show of preference for someone above others. Favor is a show of preference for someone above others. And number five is an act that is performed that shows goodwill, partiality, love, and kindness. Then you may be asking yourself, is there partiality with God? There's no partiality with God. But God says, "Jacob, have I loved? Esau, have I hated?" That finish it. It started, it ends it. It is not for you and I to question. That is God. Praise the Lord. You know, when Mama was preaching yesterday, she quoted a scripture that was talking about Esau and Jacob while they were still in the womb. I asked myself question, Eshewuni Esau, which sin? We don't know. But that is God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is why you will see two people doing the same thing, and one is being preferred above another. That is favor. Praise the Lord. Quickly, we are going to look at the types of favor. There are two types of favor. We have the human favor and we have divine favor. Human favor is a reflection or a response to the performance or quality or attributes of a man. That is a reflection or a response to somebody's attribute or somebody's ability. And this usually involves certain conditions, certain things are always attached. Because this man is good in playing the keyboard, he might be preferred above others. Not that they are not good, but because it's better. So he has the skill. Because of that, he enjoys it. The day he stops performing well, he loses that favor. Hello? Okay, for those of us that watch football, let me open it up for us. For the past 10 years, there are two guys that have been winning the Ballon d'Or. Just two of them. In between the two of them, I know you know their names. They've been winning the Ballon d'Or. But I tell you, a time is coming, and it's going to be in a short while, that these guys will not be able to win the Ballon d'Or again. Not that they can't play football, but the skill will not be there, the strength will not be there. At that particular time, they would not be the most preferred for Ballon d'Or, because they will have to step aside for somebody else to step in. That is human favor. Now they are the most preferred. Now they are the most sought after. A time is coming that it will fade away. Praise the Lord. A woman may be pretty, and because of her beauty, she is favored above her contemporary. But beauty is for a time. It's for a season. It will fade away. But when it is a beauty that is conferred upon by divine favor, brethren, at 90, the woman is still glowing. This afternoon, while I was praying, just moving around the office praying, one of my colleagues walked into my office and she paused my prayer, and I was a little bit like, what do you want? And she asked the question. That question led to another question. And she said, sir, what can I do to be slim like you people? You look slim and fit. I said, simple, fast often. She said, no, I fast. She's a good believer. I said, there's a woman in our church. If you see this woman, you would think she's maybe 65, at most 70. You see, well-dressed, looking nice, looking portable. Though she had some wrinkles, some gray hair, but she's so nice. On Sunday, she did Thanksgiving for 89th birthday. And she said, if this woman is dancing, a youth cannot compete with her. Her dancing steps are awesome. So I want to be like her when I'm 80. I said, so shall it be to you. But I got a message. That is favor. That is the beauty of God. God conferred that beauty on her at 89. She could still dance. At 89, she's still looking beautiful. Brethren, beauty that is of favor, that is from man, lasts for a season. The moment that the thing that is making man to favor you is taken away from you, brethren, the favor also ends. Praise the Lord. But divine favor, which is the one we are talking about, that can lead to permanent breaking forth, is not as a result of your quality, but as a result of grace. It is not as a result of your attitude or what you can do. It's as a result of God's mercy. It is not as a result of your ability, but as a result of the input of God in your life. Favor from God will add flavor to your life. Divine favor adds flavor to your life. And it makes your life to be extraordinary. Not just an ordinary life, but an extraordinary life. If a woman knows how to cook, and she has cooked a delicious meal, she has put all the condiments together, and she has packaged it nicely and presented it, I know any man that eats it will favor that woman because of the things that have been packaged in it. Praise the Lord. But the day the woman make another one that is full of pepper or full of salt, or the flavors are removed, they are not there, the man may eat it, But if the woman immediately after that time say, honey, please, what about that gas cooker? I'm very sure the man would not answer immediately. If he will answer later, but not that moment. Why? Because something is amiss. That is the favor of man. But the favor of God is not as a result of your skill, of how good you can do certain things. It's as a result of the grace that is conferred from above. And that is the favor that brings about permanent breaking forth. I see somebody breaking forth in the name of Jesus. This is the favor that makes you special. This is the kind of favor that Daniel carried, that made Daniel to reign from kingship to kingship. That is, from one president to another president. This man transcended about four presidents. I ask myself, the man must have lived at least close to 100 years, if not more. I've not been able to pick his age, but I know for him to transcend, and at old age, he was still very relevant because he carries an unusual grace. The grace for an unusual favor. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 6, and this Daniel was more preferred above others. He was preferred. That preferred there is favor. He was more favored than others. That's why you see in a class of 20 people, somebody will be more favored. Brethren, you can write the same answer. I've seen it happening before. The same answer, and somebody will still score higher. I've seen somebody with a jaga-jaga handwriting, and another with a super beautiful handwriting, and the one with jaga-jaga handwriting is scoring A, and the beautiful handwriting is scoring B. It's favor. Hallelujah. And that is why we must understand that as believers, God's desire is that we enjoy this unusual favor. So what do I need to do? What do you need to do? How to assess divine favor for my breaking forth? Number one is you must seek God. You must do what? Seek God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Seeking after God is a guarantee way to being blessed and to being favored. The Bible says in Psalm 1 verse 1, say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor seated in the ways of the sinner, nor seated in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law does he meditate day and night. Said, he shall be like a tree that is planted by what? By the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That is favor. Praise the Lord. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Brethren, I want us to understand that favor confers upon you coolness of God. Favor confers upon you the blessings from above. Favor confers upon you the ability to excel in whatever you are doing. Because man or woman or people around you, they will just prefer you above others. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have you not seen many people, the same set of people graduated with the same degree? One is having first class, another is having first class, another person is having third class. I'm not against first class. You must have first class. If you so desire it, so shall it be unto you in the name of Jesus. If you desire it, so shall it be unto you in Jesus' name. First class is good, but it is not the first class that makes you a first class in life. It is the favor of God. Praise the Lord. So assessing this favor means you have to assess God first. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, says that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of any man the things that God has prepared for them that does what? For them that love what? That love him. What God has prepared, man have not imagined it. And brethren, I want to tell you, if you know how to seek after God, you'll be blessed. I'm beginning to understand God in another dimension because God has been doing wonders in my life. I'll share a testimony briefly. I shared it with Papa. During the course of the anniversary, a few days to the anniversary, I've been requesting, I've put the notice 2 months earlier that in the month of, in fact, since January, where I work, I put it there, month of June, second week, because I know that's where the anniversary will fall into, I will be on leave from this period to this period, 2 weeks. Nobody will say they don't know. They all knew. And 2 months after that, I repeated the timetable, detailing certain things I needed to do, and I included it. They didn't say anything. Then 2 weeks so, I applied again. They didn't say anything. Then 1 week, I reminded. They kept quiet. Then the time to go, they said, you cannot go. Ah. I needed these days for me to be functional. We are doing anniversary. It's a convention. After much pleading, they said, no, you cannot go for 2 weeks. We give you 1 week. I said, good, give me the 1 week. But afterwards, they said, no, we are not even giving you anything. You are not entitled to, you are not going. Then I said, okay, fine. Take the days off my salary. Take it. I am ready to sacrifice the salary for my God. Take it away. And you know, the Sunday that I took that decision, I got to the office and I said, look, master, take the days off. They were looking at me. You mean? I said, yes. Don't pay me. In fact, after you are not paying me, I will work extra 1 month. Free. Extra 1 month. I'm ready. I'll give it free. Just give me so that I can do what I need to do for my God. And you know, God surprised me. The day I took that decision, somebody just called and said, meet me so-so-so place. Can you do so-so-so-so and so-and-so and so-so? I said, why not? Sharp, I will do it. Design this and this for us. I will design it. And to call the solution, when I was going, the man gave me 200% equivalent of those numbers of days that I'm asking for. I didn't get it. When I got home, I told my wife, and you know what? We're actually praying to God, our Father, we needed money to do certain things because of this anniversary. My wife gave me one bill, and I said, I'm going to cut it. So when I got home, I said, this God is wonderful. I was actually singing, and she was looking at me. I can't remember the song I was singing now. Then I brought out the money. It was fat. And I dropped it. She said, bullet Yuri. I said, from God. Praise the Lord. 200%. The following day when I was having my quiet time, thanking God, God said, you didn't get it. Pick your calculator. Do the mathematics. Then I divided it exactly 200%. Not one kobo a dime. That is, if I'm entitled to 50,000, I got 100,000. That is God. So when you seek after God, God is ready to take you from zero to hero via his favor. Brethren, seeking after God is not what we do with mouth. We must know him. It is those that know him. Seeking after God starts from the place of redemption. When you are redeemed, then you can seek after him. The psalmist says, my heart panted after the Lord. My heart panted after the Lord. Who is your heart panting after? God is not a man that he will lie. If he says he will do, he will surely do. Praise the Lord. Seek after him with all your heart. And he's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. In the name of Jesus. Number two, quickly, is righteousness. Righteousness. The book of Psalm 5, verse 2, says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. He said, with favor, without a compass him, as with a shield. Thou, Lord God, will bless the righteous. And with favor, without a compass him, as with a shield. That is one thing that separated Joseph from his brethren, righteousness. When his brothers are doing what is wrong, Joseph will go and tell their father. And God sees that this one is different from others. When they are killing the father's sheep and eating it up, this one will go and say, daddy, they have sold one cattle and they have pocketed the money. The father loved him and God loved him for his righteousness. And because of that, he was so much blessed. So much, if time will not permit us, in the book of Genesis 39, if you read through, the Bible said that his master perceived that God was with him. Why? Because he carries righteousness and the grace for favor. Whatsoever he doeth, prosper. Because God favored him. When he got to the prison, he received favor in the sight of the chief warden. He was so much favored that the man made him the oga. Praise the Lord. And I want to be sure that the oga, even though he was a prisoner, there are some things that the other prisoners will be doing that he will not do. Hello? You are not getting it. That is the fact. There are some things that others will do that he will not do. He was a righteous man. What about David? What about King David? That was what separated him. And time will not permit us to go on and talk about people that walk in righteousness. The Bible says this people of old. They walk in righteousness. Noah was a righteous man in a perverse generation, and God decided to have favor upon him and separated him and his entire family. It was righteousness that found him out, and he was favored. Brethren, righteousness will cause you to be favored. See, the Lord will bless the righteous, and with favor will he encompass him as with a shield. Number three, because of our time, is faithfulness. Talk to your neighbor, faithfulness. Joseph also enjoyed an unusual favor because he was faithful. In Psalm 105, verse 17. Psalm 105, verse 17. Psalm 105, verse 17. Says, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold as what? As a servant. Continue, please. Whose feet they hurt with feathers, and he was laid in iron. Until his time that his word come, the word of the Lord tried him. Now, please stop. The word of the Lord tried him, and he was found faithful. Brethren, I don't know if you are getting it. He was tested, and he was found faithful. What was the test? Potiphar's wife. The woman came. The word could have been a witness against him. The word would have been a witness against him. But he said, how can I do this great thing, this sin? How can I do this? And sin against God. He didn't even say, my oga. He said, against God. Brethren, that is faithfulness of the highest order. I want to believe that Mrs. Potiphar or Madam Potiphar must be a pretty woman, because Potiphar happens to be the general of brigades of guard. People in that position have direct access to the president and to the resources of the nation. So the woman must be very pretty. But this man says, no! No! The word of God tried him, and he was found faithful. And because of his faithfulness, the Lord blessed him. Brethren, I don't know about you, how faithful are you in the little that God has committed into your hand? How faithful are you? How faithful are you in the little that God has given to you? In the little assignment that God has committed into your hands in the church? In the little assignment that God has committed into your hands in your place of work? How faithful are you? How faithful are you? It was after Joseph was tried by the word of God and was found faithful that he was made ruler in verse 21. He never became a ruler. He was never favored until he exhibited faithfulness. Utmost faithfulness. How faithful are you? You know, one thing about faithfulness is this. Faithfulness is an attribute of God. And because our God is a faithful God, when you are faithful, you unlock an aspect of the nature of God that releases the blessings of God upon your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is the supernatural favor that we are talking about that leads to breaking forth permanently. You know, some people are doing well now and they are not believers. You are not like, but so person is not a believer and is doing well. Don't worry. The end will justify the means. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof was the ways of destruction. Praise the Lord. Number four. Via prayer. Via prayer. You can actually curry the favor of God via your intercession. Via what? Intercession. Turn with me to the book of Psalm 119, verse 58. Say, I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I entreated, I pray for thy favor with my whole heart. Jabez cried out unto God in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And God changed his name from disfavor to favor. God moved him from being a man of sorrow to a man of honor. God promoted him from being a man that is low to a man that is high. Go and read that place very well. So many people have been mentioned. They were just mentioning this one, beget this one, this one, beget this one. But when he got to Jabez, the Bible paused and said, this man is this. And after him, they continue again. This one beget this. I asked myself, so all those people, what they have just come to do is to just beget. Life is not just about begotten and begetting. No. It's not just about giving birth. Brethren, it's not just about that. I remember years ago when myself and my wife were not married and we were with a friend, a company of some friends, and a question was asked to a particular friend, and the person said, even if Jesus will come, Jesus should wait first. Let me marry. After I marry, then Jesus can come. Praise the Lord. Life is not all about that. That is not about life. What impact are you making in life? That's more important. Praise the Lord. Getting married is good. It's good. It's good. It's a good thing. But I tell you, via prayer, this man changed his destiny. It's not just about getting married. I pray tonight, every single here that is due for marriage, God is going to locate you with your rightful partners in Jesus' name. I said, God is going to locate you with your rightful partners in Jesus' name. But we are talking about breaking forth permanently and making impact in life. Being somebody, not just anybody, but that person that God wants you to be. Jabez was able to fulfill his destiny by the power of prayer. The psalmist says, I entreated the Lord. I entreated. And number five is, sow the seeds of favor. Sow the seed of favor. You cannot enjoy what you have not planted. You have not planted orange, then you want to enjoy orange. You cannot. You must plant so that you can reap. Bible says, as the heaven and earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time will never cease. If you want favor, you must show favor. There are some people, they can't favor anybody. They just are devoid of favor. And that is why they are lacking favor. And brethren, we need to be careful. There are certain patterns. You know, yesterday when Papa was leading us to pray certain prayers, many of us didn't get it. There are some seed that our parents, some parents have sown. That I tell you, if you don't pray to uproot those trees, they can be very dangerous. Some people have sown the seed of disfavor. Somebody has come to them for favor, and it is in their power to help. And they said, you, I'm not helping you. Or some, they've demanded what that person cannot offer. Like, for example, a lady coming to meet a lecturer and say, sir, please, I believe that I'm doing well in your course. And the man says, until you enter my bedroom and I see what is under your skirt, then I'm not giving, you are not passing. And the lady failed, and the lady placed a curse on that person. Brethren, the children will reap from it. That is why when some prayers are being offered, we must take them serious. Some people have sowed some seeds. They've sowed it. Why there are some people that have sowed some seed of favor? You see things happening. It's because somebody has paid the price. You must sow the seed of favor if you want to enjoy favor. All around you, look at somebody that you can bless. Be a blessing to somebody. Be somebody that favors others above yourself, at least like yourself, if not above yourself. Brethren, favor is like money. When you invest money rightly, you get the profit back. So you must invest into favor. You invest in the place of prayer. You invest in the place of righteousness. You invest in the place of holiness. You invest in the place of faithfulness. You invest in the place of seeking after God. And you get the reward back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you must sow the seed of favor for you to enjoy favor. Show favor to others so that you can enjoy favor. Quickly, time is fast spent and I want us to pray. I'm just going to run through the causes of disfavor. What are the causes of disfavor? Number one, causes of disfavor is hidden sins. S-I-N, sins, eshe. Hidden sins, eshe ikoko. Eshe ikoko, that's the way Yoruba put it. Hidden sins. Sins that people don't know, but you know. You know, it's a saying that two people cannot be lying. Two people don't deceive themselves. One will know that I'm deceiving this other person. At least one will know. Praise the Lord. Brethren, there's no need of deceiving ourselves. If you know you are not right with God, make your way right. If you want to enjoy God's favor, make your way right with God. We've just talked about Joseph. Make your way right with God. Eating sins will separate you from God. Say, God's eyes is not, his ear is not heavy, neither is his hand short that he cannot hear thee. But your sin, your iniquity has created a gulf between you and God. Brethren, God cannot favor the sinner or the wicked. No. 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 If you are involved in anything, stop it. Stop it. Before that thing, stop your destiny. Stop it. There are some people, they do certain things, but they don't know it is a sin. Brethren, the moment you do something and your conscience tells you this is wrong, it is a sin. That's it. The moment, especially you're a believer, you do something and your conscience said that is wrong, it is a sin. So, desist from it. Desist from evil. Seek after righteousness. And you shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Number two, unforgiveness and bitterness. Unforgiveness and bitterness. Brethren, some people can hold bitterness and unforgiveness. This person did this. Ah, laye laye. Eh? Mutidari jibo mi ole gbagbe. Mi ole gbagbe. I can't forget. Though I forgive you, but I won't forget. And truly, they won't forget. You come back and say, are you not the one that did? Those things push away favor. I was talking to somebody. I said, look, sometimes somebody will offend you. That person will not know that he or she has offended you. And you are carrying it. You are the one that is suffering. The person is enjoying his or her life. That guy cheated me. Because of that, I will not forgive any man that comes my way. You will miss the right man. When the right man comes, you will miss the right man. You will miss the favor of God. Because the Bible says, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from God. You will miss it. Because one funny person did a funny thing, and because of that, you are holding on. Bitterness, unforgiveness, push away favor. Number three, ingratitude and unthankfulness. Ingratitude and unthankfulness. If you are not the grateful one and you are not the thankful one, you cannot receive another. Ingratitude. Ingratitude. Naturally, men are unthankful. Naturally, men are unthankful. A man is unthankful naturally. But brethren, you have to train yourself. That is one of the things I've learned from Papa. How to say thank you. I do it before, but I've learned in another dimension. I've learned it from Mama too. Sometimes when Mama texts me, thank you, sir, for this, I feel humbled. Not because they deserve whatever. No! I mean, not because they don't have, they deserve it. But not because they don't have. But it's just a way to tap into a grace. And when you are being thanked, you are receiving thank you for collecting. It is me that is actually collecting, not them. I don't know if you are not getting it. If I bless my spiritual father, they are not the one that is being blessed in court. I am the one that is actually receiving the greater blessing. Because the lesser must be blessed or be greater. So I'm the one that is, and now I'm receiving thank you on top of that. That humbles me. And that's one of the things that taught me to say how to say thank you. So when I give my kids something, and I say, you have not said thank you. You have said thank you. I say thank you. I'm teaching them. You must be grateful so that you can enjoy more favor. God has favored you. Be grateful for you to enjoy more favor from God. A man has favored you. Be grateful. Be thankful. Show gratitude. Show gratitude. And you will enjoy more of such favor in the name of Jesus. Lack of respect. Number four, for authority. Lack of respect for authority. Many a times, many people lose their favor. They enter into disfavor because of lack of respect for authority. They cannot respect the authority that God has placed over their life. And because of this, they lose the favor of God upon their life. Brethren, God will use a man to help you. A man, yeah, God will help you. But most often it is through a man. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you are getting it. It is most often going to be through what? Through a man. It's most unlikely that an angel will come from heaven and write admission letter for you. It's most unlikely. I'm not saying God can do anything, but it's most unlikely. God will use one man. The man may be Sule by name. I've been a beneficiary of that. The man may be Sule by name, but he's somebody that God will use. But if you have been the type that just enter a place and you refuse to greet, then who are these people? No respect for authority. You can lack a favor. Praise the Lord. What about the house of God? Many people don't understand what it talks when the Bible says, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm." Many of us don't understand it. And I want to say this to as many of us that are here, by the special grace of God, young ladies that are going to marry pastors, please honor them. Hallelujah. I'm serious. I heard it from a senior pastor. Honor them. You see, most often, people don't honor their pastors. Most often. And you know, when the Bible says, "Touch not my anointed," it's a great thing. Don't fight against God. When you say things about your pastors, when you do things that hurt your pastors, you are fighting against God. That can take the favor of God out of your life. Quickly. Can take it away. So you must be careful for constituted authority. Who are the constituted authority? Mama talked about it yesterday. Spiritual fathers, your biological father, and somebody that God has placed as an authority figure over your life. Don't work against them. Don't speak against them. Don't do things that will grieve their spirit, so that you may not grieve the Spirit of God. I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus. I say, God will help us in Jesus' name. Lastly, pride. Pride goeth what? Before destruction. Pride. A proud man cannot enjoy favor. Pride. Don't walk in pride. Be humble if you want to enjoy favor. Be humble. Be humble in your own sight. Be humble. Humility does not change your name. It doesn't make you lesser. Rather, it makes you greater. People that easily puffed up are most often empty. They are most often empty. I mean, really zero. That's the truth. 98% of people that are naturally puffed up are zero. It's as a result of inferiority complex that they are trying to cover up. And that is why most proud people don't amount to anything. Brethren, pride destroys. Pride destroys. Brethren, allow God to humble you so that you can enjoy the lifting of God. I pray that God will bless us tonight in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.